Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Ma'aser Sheni. Today we are learning parak Dalet Mishnah Hey and parak Dalet Mishnah Vav. In the previous Mishnah, we learned a way in which a person can sort of find a loophole to redeem his own Ma'aser Sheni without having to add the additional fifth. We said that he can basically say to either his adult son or daughter, or his maidservant, or his Eved Ivri, and basically say, here, this is going to be, you should take these coins, and ultimately he could use them to redeem the Ma'aser Sheni for yourself, because the item didn't belong to them. They can redeem it for Ma'aser Sheni without adding the additional chomesh, without adding the additional fifth. Now we're going to deal with another kind of a similar tactic that a person could do in order to avoid paying the additional fifth for Ma'aser Sheni. Says the Mishnah, Haya Omed Bagorin, if the owner of the Ma'aser Sheni produce was standing at the threshing floor, Ve'ein biyado mos, and he doesn't have the coins in his hand to do the thing that the tactic that we described in the previous Mishnah. Omer lecha veru, he can say to his friend who was with him, Harei ha'peros ho'elu nisunin lecha b'matana, this produce that I'm giving you right now is a matana, is a gift for you. And then Choser v'Omer, he can then say to his friend, Harei elu mechulalin al ma'os shababayis, this produce, I'm redeeming it, and I'm transferring the coins that I, based on the coins that I have in my house, and because the produce, the fruits here, now belong to his friend, the original owner can redeem it with his own coins without having to add the additional fifth, because again, the item that he's redeeming no longer belongs to him. Continuing now with Perek Dalet Mishnah Vav, as we begin discussing a case where a person is redeeming his Ma'aser Sheni produce by selling it. We have a situation where the buyer is paying for the produce, and the Ma'aser Sheni Kedusha, the sanctity of the Ma'aser Sheni, is therefore going to transfer to that money. The produce is going to be owned by the buyer, and that's going to become Chulin, and the money is going to become Ma'aser Sheni. We're specifically going to be dealing with a situation where the value of the produce changes between the time that the buyer takes it and the time that he actually pays for it, in which the redemption takes place. Says the Mishnah, Mashach mimenu maiser b'seli, of the buyer who does meshicha, one of the kinyanim, one of the ways that you can acquire something is through a kinyan called meshicha, by drawing it close to you. So if the buyer does the meshicha, he acquires the maiser sheni produce from the seller when it was worth one sella, and therefore the sale price was designated at one sella. V'lo hispik lifdoso asha amar b'shtayim, but he didn't have a chance to actually redeem it, to pay for it, to give the money for it, until it became more expensive, until it became worth two slum. So now the redemption price is set at two slum, even though he acquired it when it was only worth one sella. Says the Mishnah, no sin lo sella, therefore the buyer gives the seller one sella as payment. After all, he acquired it when it was worth one sella. Umishtaker besella, and the buyer thus gains a sella. He, at the end of the day, he paid one sella for produce that was really worth now two slum. However, since the redemption price is two slum now because it rose in price, the sella that the buyer paid is only a partial redemption, because you paid for the thing that you bought, but now you still have to redeem with an additional sella. So the buyer has to complete the redemption by designating another sella as Ma'aser Sheni, and the first Ma'aser Sheni sella belongs to the sella. U'Ma'aser Sheni Shelo, and the second Ma'aser Sheni sella is going to, in which he actually completed the redemption, is going to belong to the buyer, is going to belong to him. Now we're going to continue as we deal with the opposite type of a situation where the value of the produce actually goes down after the sale price is set, after the sale is established. Says the Mishnah, Mashach mimenu Ma'aser b'shtayim, if the buyer did the Kenyan Mashiach and drew the Ma'aser Sheni produce, friend took it and took the Ma'aser Sheni from the seller when it was worth two slum. But then, v'lo hispik lifdoso asha amar b'sella, but then he didn't have a chance to redeem it, he didn't pay for it, the redemption didn't take place yet, until the value went down, it decreased, so now it's only worth one sella. So what should a person do? No sin lo sella michulin. Therefore, the buyer gives the seller one sella, which is half the purchase payment. because again, they initially agreed on two Tzlaim from his Chulin money, though, but now the redemption's only worth one Tzela, so he can give one from Chulin, Visela Shel Meiser Sheni Shelo, and he may pay the other Tzela at the other half of the payment from his own Meiser Sheni money. At the end of the day, the Meiser Sheni is already fully redeemed because he gave one Chulin Tzela, and that's all it's worth at this point in time. And therefore, he may use a coin that is already Meiser Sheni to pay for the other additional Tzela, because again, the redemption only needs to take place at the value of one Tzela. Finishing off the Mishnah in Imhoya Am Haaretz, if the seller was an Am Haaretz, we can't trust him when it comes to treating the Meiser Sheni in the appropriate way. Therefore, the buyer may not pay him with Meiser Sheni money, no Sein Lo B'Demai, but he may give him the second Tzela from money that is Demai. Again, we're not sure if the Meiser was taken, but we're more lenient, we're more makel when it comes to the Tzela of Demai, and therefore he may give him that the money from Demai, but not from Meiser Sheni.